Good morning and welcome to another edition of the Volunteer Voice. I'm Lisa Spolita with the Anne Arundel County Volunteer Center. As you know, if you've been listening every week, we try to interview one of our premier partners to talk about the great things they are doing in the county and how volunteers can help their mission. So our guest today is Rebecca Tingle, Executive Director with Anne Arundel County CASA, and she's going to talk about how you can volunteer with her, an upcoming training class to be a court-appointed special advocate, and a golf tournament they have coming up. So good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning, Lisa. Thank you for having me this morning.
Great. I'm glad you could be here. So first, just in case anyone doesn't know, tell us about CASA.
Yes, CASA stands for, as you said, Court-Appointed Special Advocates. We train volunteers from the community to be advocates for children who've been abused or neglected and in the foster care system. It's one volunteer with one child to look out for that child's best interests and advocate for that child until the case closes so that that child can find a safe, stable, and permanent home. And our volunteers just have to be 21 years of age. They do not have to have a special degree in psychology or the law field. We look for individuals that have a diverse background, but with their primary goal, a desire to help children. We provide all of the training, right, the thorough background investigation, mm-hmm, and our next class is scheduled to start on March 14th. So there is still time to send in your application. You can do so right on our website, which is aacasa.org.
Okay, awesome. So it's a one-to-one relationship with a child going through the court system, which I'm sure is painful and hard. And as an advocate, you are that, the friend, like the one person that can be honest with them and who can speak their mind to the other people,
exactly,
involved. And I've talked to people who've done this, and I'm sure it's incredibly fulfilling and just really meaningful, especially to the child, not only to the volunteer. How long is the commitment usually for?
That's a good question. We ask our volunteers to make a one-year commitment.
Okay.
We really want them to stay until the child's case closes.
Okay, and that could be more than a year.
It could be. It's, wow, about an average of 3 years, give or take. And
really?
Then we want our volunteers to take another case.
Right, of
after
course.
That case closes.
Right, right. So how much time per week, or I guess it varies,
yes,
whether there's a case, a court appointment or something like that. So how much time really?
We basically say a volunteer is going to spend about 15 hours a month on their,
okay,
case.
Okay.
So they are appointed to one of my program staff who provide all of the guidance and supervision. So when I say that 15 hours, some, mm-hmm, of that is emails, phone calls, because,
right,
they're really there gathering a lot of information.
Right.
But the most important piece is the one-on-one meetings with the child.
Right. Okay.
And then they're gathering that information to prepare a formal written report for the court.
Okay.
Because our judges tell us time and time again, they listen to our CASA volunteers,
okay,
before they hear from anyone else, because they know we have no agenda other,
right,
than their best interests.
Right. It's all coming from the child and what the child thinks is best, or what the child really wants out of the...
What the child wants. We do take that into consideration,
yeah,
but we also look at the big picture,
okay,
to see what's best for the child. Because,
okay,
oftentimes children from abusive homes, they want to go home, and that,
right,
may not be best for them.
Okay. Gotcha.
But we're always looking and hope that the family is reunified.
Okay.
But if that can't happen, we're looking at,
right,
other.
And that's why the training is so important, so,
exactly,
that the volunteer can figure out, can navigate all of that.
Absolutely.
Crazy stuff. Okay. So everyone out there, it's an awesome thing to do, so please give it some thought.
Thank you.
And if you're not interested in being an advocate right now, you could help out by playing in your golf tournament.
Yes,
yeah,
we have,
okay,
our 17th annual Tee Up for a Child golf tournament that's being held on Thursday, May 4th. At Eisenhower Golf Course. So if you're interested in golfing, or maybe you want to help out the day of the event, or even if you don't know how to golf, we have a new feature this year where folks can participate and join in on a golf clinic for a lesser, you know, registration cost,
oh,
but,
okay,
but,
oh,
still,
fine,
be a part of,
right,
the event.
Okay, great. So that, can they find that information at aacasa.org also?
That's correct, yep.
Okay, so we've got two things for everyone to look into. One is being an advocate, which I highly recommend. And second is attending the golf tournament. And if you can't golf, being a volunteer or learning to golf in support of Anne Arundel County CASA. So, and if none of that interests you, you can always check out the Volunteer Center's website at aacvc.org for other ideas on how you can volunteer in the community. So until next week, thanks for listening to the Volunteer Voice on WNAV 1430, your hometown station.